It's been more than a decade since the first public charter schools opened in New Hampshire. Today, the state's 25th charter school opens its doors in Alstead. The Leaf Charter School has been in the works for more than 2 years. Dakota Benedetto is director of the school and was one of its founders. And she joins us now to talk about the school and take stock of the charter school movement here in New Hampshire. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me more about this school. I know LEAF is an acronym. What does it stand for?
Well, it's kind of a convoluted acronym. It's kind of long, but I'll condense it for you. So L is learning from local leaders, which is a big part of our focus, you know, getting people from around the area, professionals, tradesmen, to come in and talk with kids and learning from the people in our area. E is experiential education, so getting kids out in the field, real world learning experiences. A is for arts integration and academic achievement. We think both of those things are really important. And then F is for freedom and flexibility. And that speaks to our structure and our schedule and how we're really trying to allow for every kid's individual schedule to kind of complement his or her learning style.
And my understanding is you got a pretty unique space. How did you find that space? And tell me about it.
Yeah, it's an awesome space. So it's the Mole Hill Theater space, but it's also the United Tool Manufacturing space. It's owned by Dennis Molesky. It's been in his family a number of years. It was previously a machine shop, and it still actually functions as a machine shop. But it's also a community theater space. Dennis turned it into a community gathering space about 15 years ago. So I had gone there previously for events and things and noticed what a cool space it was with these crazy big machines and a great stage, a great kind of gathering spot. And I noticed that events were only happening on the weekends. So I asked Dennis, you know, what goes on here from, you know, Monday to Friday, what do you have going on? And he said, not a whole lot. And I said, well, want to have a school? And he said, that sounds great.
Tell me about how many kids you have coming in. How many kids do you have starting off?
Right. So we are a high school. We're opening with just ninth grade, and we have about 24 kids coming in for that first ninth grade class. We deliberately wanted to keep it a pretty small number because we really want to be able to give kids that individual attention. And we also want to be able to pick up and take the whole class on a field trip or, you know, a job site visit or whatever we need to do. So 24 is a good number for us.
Do you find that there's still some confusion about the charter school model and your model in particular? Are there some common misconceptions that you've had to talk to?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. I think charters are misunderstood in general, partially because they are implemented differently across the country. Every state has their own set of regulations for charters, so that can be challenging for people to understand. If you're not right in the thick of it and you're not following all the charter law everywhere, it can be hard to know what's going on. And even in New Hampshire, maybe especially in New Hampshire, because we're such an independent state, you know, and we're so locally focused that the charters that are in New Hampshire are very different from one another. It's also, I think, challenging, you know, a challenge for us, and other charter leaders have told me that they've experienced the same challenge, is that until you exist, it doesn't matter how much you tell people or what you put on your website necessarily or how many flyers you put up or brochures you put out. Until people see you functioning as an organization, it's hard for them to really grasp what that's going to look like. And for parents who are making decisions about where to send their children, that's a huge decision, and it can be scary without knowing exactly what the outcome is going to be.
So who are the students coming in then? Are they a broad selection of kids from across the region? What are the reasons that they are coming to LEAF?
We have an awesome selection of kids from all over Southwest New Hampshire, a pretty broad range geographically. We're in a very rural area, so we have kids coming from a number of different school districts. And a broad range of backgrounds. So some of our kids have previously been totally homeschooled. Some have been in traditional public schools throughout their education. Some have been kind of a mix. You know, they've tried a little bit of different things. Some are coming from other charters or other independent schools. So it's a broad and eclectic mix of kids coming to us.
I want to ask you how charter schools are fundamentally different, because you are a public school, but the funding model, of course, is very different. Can we talk about that a little bit?
So there are a couple of things that make charters a little different. Our regulation is different in that we're a state-authorized charter school, so we are not a part of any local school district. We are, in essence, our own school district. We answer directly to the state, so our funding comes primarily directly from the state. We also receive some charitable donations and grants, but other than that, our funding comes directly from the state rather than through a local school district.
Where do you see the charter school movement in the state going from here? You know, what's working and what would you like to see improve?
I guess I would hope to see, as charters move forward, more of a collaboration between charters and traditional public school systems. I think oftentimes there's a public perception that it's either or, and that perhaps there could be more collaboration. I think charters originally were really this bipartisan movement to be an avenue for research and development for public education, for new models to be able to kind of pop up and see what works and offer opportunities for things that maybe couldn't happen in a traditional public school setting. And I think that the more people can continue to see them that way as this opportunity for growth in public education as opposed to a competitor of public education, I think the better off our students across the board will be.
Dakota Benedetto, director of the LEAF Charter School and one of its founders. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Rick.